You have experience not only from WEC, but also Formula E, which are driving on some sort of all-weather tires. Do you think that this experience of driving on strange circumstances and so on will help you when the weather is so unpredictable as we expect this weekend?
Yeah, I guess I don't want to speak too much because, you know, you never know, you can always do a mistake, but I guess having done Le Mans more times, you've seen a lot of things, and then you try to assess the risk level maybe in a different way to if you come here for the first time. You know, last night I was driving in the wet a bit, it was drizzling, and in the past, I guess, I would have taken a lot more risks. Yesterday, maybe a bit less. I would not say necessarily slower, but a little bit more controlled in the way I take the risk. So I hope that if it ends up being like that in the race, I'll be able, you know, with my experience, to take the right decision. It's obviously very difficult. We get good communication with the team. We have spotters around the track to try to help, because, you know, most of the conventional circuits or in Formula One, it's a small track, you know, and if it rains in turn one, usually it rains in turn 5 and 10. Here, it's so long that you may have a lot of rain here and it may be completely dry in Mulsanne turn 14. So again, we need any changes from one lap to the next. So we need good communication, because with those thick tires, you end up very easily in the gravel. And here it's a track where you can have an accident and you can be stuck in the gravel, you know, so have to make sure you stay on the track.
Indslagene fra Le Mans præsenteres af Goodyear, der i 24 timers Le Mans leverer dæk til alle deltagerne i LMP2 såvel som LMGT3-klassen.